of the shepherd.
Amen.
The characteristics of the shepherd. Now I am the shepherd.
Amen.
That watch for the sheep. I was already doing it, but I really got the charge now.
Mm-hmm.
So I am the shepherd that watch for the sheep. The characteristics of the shepherd. Go to 1 Peter 5, 2 through 3. And we will read the characteristics. Amen.
Amen.
We're going to start with 1 Peter 5 and 23. And then we will go to Isaiah 40 and 11.
Care for the flock that God has entrusted to you. Watch over it willingly, not grudgingly. Not for what you will get out of it, but because you are eager to serve God. Don't lord it over to the people assigned to your care, but lead them by your own good example.
Mm-hmm.
And when the great shepherd appears, you will receive a crown of never-ending glory and honor.
Amen.
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 Amen. I want at the end of my days, the Lord said, to see, well done.
Yes.
My faithful servant.
Yes.
Amen.
I don't want to be like some of these pastors take for granted and take stuff for granted that God do for them. I ain't like that. I have to know that I know that I know.
Amen.
Because I don't want to make, I don't want to be the cause of nobody going the wrong way.
Mm-hmm.
And if I'm jacked up, I'm going to tell you. I'm jacked up today. Don't ask me. Ask me tomorrow when I ain't jacked up. I can pray to repent. Go to Isaiah 40 and 11.
He will feed his flock like a shepherd. He will carry the lambs in his arms, holding them close to his heart. He will gently lead the mother sheep with their young.
Amen. Amen. Now is my job. I mean, let me tell you something. What they call baby sheep calves. That's what they call baby sheep. Who know what they call? This, my children back there, y'all know it's baby sheep. What's the baby sheep? The name of a baby sheep? A what?
A lamb.
A lamb? Yeah, I said the calf. That's a cow. Y'all's my little lambs. Your mamas and daddies is the sheep. And y'all's my little lambs.
Yes. Amen.
So that means when I get the staff out, I got to roll y'all back too.
That's right.
Amen.
I y'all under the y'all in a flock.
Yes.
And the whole flock belongs to the pastor.
Amen.
The shepherd. We don't have a sheep dog.
Mm-mm.
We got two sheep coyotes. Oh Lord. To keep them hyenas and wolves off of y'all.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
Amen. The sheep's character is to need guidance. That's the sheep's character. Your character is to need guidance from the shepherd. And protection. Because they are vulnerable. They have a tendency to wander. And they need to be led. They need protection from the predators. They need to learn gentleness. I need to learn gentleness, humility, and forgiveness. Because y'all helpless and weak.
Mm-hmm.
Not y'all per se, because y'all been sitting under me. But the people that God is sending will be helpless and weak.
Mm-hmm.
And as he charged y'all today as the members and the body of Christ, y'all need to follow the gentleness, the humility, the forgiveness, because they are helpless and weak. But let me tell y'all something. I want y'all to also be charged with understanding.
Mm-hmm. Amen. Amen.
And not just patience and tolerance.
Right.
But with understanding. Because unless you know where a person came from, you can't understand the need to meet.
Amen.
You understand? Mm-hmm. Just like we got to know each other in this last year, whatever, mm-hmm. y'all going to have to get to know them.
Amen.
And y'all going to have to embrace them
mm-hmm.
and not judge them.
Yes,
in the good or the bad. They might have some coming here with mini skirts on, showing, got a V-neck, and is a Y. Amen?
Amen.
So many things. With the boom, 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 and the BBL and all this, we got to love them.
Amen.
We're not here to judge what part they took it from and put it on. That's not our job. Our job is to be gentle and kind.
Amen.
And loving and accepting. That, like the little sign says, a small sign, but it said, loves live here.
Amen.
Amen. Love live here. They're going to be easily frightened. So you have to watch what you say. Amen. And some of them, they are very defenseless. They can't even defend themselves. They're coming out the world, so they don't know the ideologies and terminologies of a Christian. They don't know the rules. I'm going to just break it down for y'all. They don't know what they don't. I'd rather those kind that ain't already churched.
Amen. Amen.
That's fresh off the street. Because they want to change.
Yes, Jesus.
They're not coming in here with their own rules and their own terminology and their own religion. Their own Pharisee habits.
Right.
Or Sadducee habits.
Jesus.
Amen?
Amen.
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 See, the shepherd needs to protect. They need to be able to depend on me. And they need to be able to depend on you. Things such as simple things as maybe Sister Ashley in the kitchen. And she got maybe two or three rolls in there left. And one of them come ask for an extra roll. Don't tell them this for the pastor. Don't worry about the pastor. Give it to him.
Amen. Amen.
Because that one roll is a step over the door or a step back in. I went in the kitchen. She ain't won't give me. I'm just using that as an example. She ain't won't give me a roll. They sensitive about everything.
Right.
See, we already familiar with each other. I can say something to you. You're going to laugh. You know what I'm saying? You just bust out laughing. Cracking up. I might say the same thing I say to you and say to them. And then be in tears. Because they don't know that's the way, that's my love language. I crack jokes, I talk, I make people feel comfortable around me. I make people feel comfortable and at home. That's my hospitality. But they don't know that. That's where y'all come in and have to be a liaison between me and them.
Amen.
See, God passed them in no home by that. That's what she do everybody. She call everybody Miss Cleo and them. She be tripping. She is not personal. But they gonna be sensitive.
Yes.
They depend on the bread of life and the living water.
Yes, Jesus.
And sometime we're gonna have to go to the well and toady. Sometime we're going to have to break the bread so they can live. When Pastor Sean was up here giving y'all charge, he meant it. That was from God. Because one thing I know about him, he a God man.
Amen.
He don't be playing around. Ain't never been no funny business with us, none of that there. That is my brother-in-law. Amen. That's my family, my brother. I tell him we all the time, you my brother from another mother. We watch for each other.
Yes.
And Pastor told me if anything was to occur to me or happen to me, tell Brother Sean.
Amen.
He said because Brother Sean gonna look after y'all.
Amen.
He not gonna let nobody disrespect you. He not gonna let nobody do you anything, rob you without a gun.
Amen.
He gonna watch. Amen.
Amen.
And we need that.
We do.
Four eyes better than two, huh?
Amen.
Amen. Luke 15, 4 and 7. It talks about the lost sheep. Amen.
Amen.
Last year, we did some good things. We may have made some, we may have stumbled and made a few mistakes. But we also did some good stuff for God's glory.
Amen.
Everything that was done was for his will and his glory for this day. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. Luke 15, 4 and 7.
If a man has 100 sheep and one of them gets lost, what will he do? Won't he leave the 99 others in the wilderness and go to search for the one that is lost until he finds it? And when he has found it, he will joyfully carry it home on his shoulders.
Yes.
When he arrives, he will call together his friends and neighbors, saying, "Rejoice with me, I have found my lost sheep."
Yes.
In the same way, there is more joy in heaven over one lost sinner who repents and returns to God than over 99 others who are righteous and haven't strayed away.
Amen.
Amen.
Them Hittites, Amorites, Pharisites, all the people. Pharisees, Sadducees, disease, all the people. Jesus. God said he rejoiced and the angels rejoiced over one.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
And when the one that I know is a sheep and not a billy goat, the pastor going to get him.
Yes.
Amen.
That's but right. If you're a billy goat you're going to juke me, I'm not.
That's right.
Mm-hmm.
You're going to stay where you at.
That's right.
And you're going to ram your hoofs in somebody else.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And your horns in somebody else, not in me.
That's right.
See, God will tell us who a billy goat is.
Yep.
And who a sheep is.
Yes.
Sheep want to be rescued.
That's right.
Billy goats want to kick against you.
Mm-hmm.
A sheep will eat some grass, but a billy goat want a tin can.
Jesus.
So he could chew.
Jesus.
And complain and be miserable. Amen. Go to Isaiah 53:6. Because see, they stray too. But you got to know who's straying.
Amen.
You gotta know if it's a wheat or a tap.
That's right.
Glory be to God.
Amen.
Amen.
Yes.
Everybody ain't no wheat.
Mm-hmm.
Some people is a tap. Amen.
Amen. All of us, like sheep, have strayed away. We have left God's path to follow our own. Yet the Lord laid on him all the sins of us.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We all fall short.
Mm-hmm.
All of us stray. But that shepherd gonna come back and get him.
Right.
If it's a sheep, the shepherd gonna get him.
Yes.
And guess what? The shepherd, they gonna obey.
Yep.
Cause my sheep
know my voice.
Know my voice.
Hey, glory be to God.
And ain't gonna come a stranger voice they ain't gonna heed to. But if they're a billy goat, uh-uh. See, goats are rebels.
Mm-hmm.
They're mavericks. They do things on their own.
Mm.
They operate independently. And from the flock.
Mm-hmm.
They self-willed and headstrong.
Mm.
And they're prone to wander.
Mm.
You can have fresh grass in the flock where they can eat at. They're going to jump the fence and go by the neighbor.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Or they're going to knock the fence down. They're going to chew a tin can. They're going to get a boot. Eat on the boot. They just whatever. That's why you can't give me no goat milk and goat food, goat meat. Because it's got to be tough.
Mm-hmm.
I ain't digesting no billy goat milk. If you was the billy goat, you ain't got no business with me.
Amen. Amen.
Because they wander, they're not compassionate to others, mm-hmm. and they're selfish.
Mm-hmm.
And they ignore Christ-like authority.
Mm-hmm.
They don't respect authority.
Mm. Yep.
They take everything the wrong way. They twist the understanding of the gospel and they twist the understanding of the leader.
Mm. Yep.
So they can do what they want to do.
Yep.
And when they can't get no reaction from the leader, they try to get a reaction from the members to go against the leader.
Yes, yes.
You got to watch it. You got to watch who coming in and what they're doing.
Amen.
This is a new year. Y'all go see some other faces in here.
Amen.
God done things in order for the new year already.
Amen.
He started the order.
Yes, Jesus.
God says in Matthew 25:31-46, the sheep are righteous. Go to Matthew 25. This ain't no shout message. This is a message. I'm trying to teach you something.
Amen.
Because I want you to know what happened here today.
Amen. Amen.
Matthew 25:31-46 says what?
But when the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the angels with him, then he will sit upon his glorious throne. All the nations will be gathered in his presence, and he will separate the people as a shepherd separates sheep from the goats. Mm-hmm. He will place the sheep at his right hand and the goats at his left. Then the king will say to those on his right, come, you who are blessed by my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the creation of the world. For I was hungry, and you fed me. I was thirsty, and you gave me a drink. I was a stranger, and you invited me into your home. I was naked, and you gave me clothing. I was sick, and you cared for me. I was in prison, and you visited me. Then these righteous ones will reply, Lord, when did we ever see you hungry and feed you, or thirsty and give you something to drink? Or a stranger and show you hospitality, or naked and gave you clothing? When did we ever see you sick or in prison and visit you? And the king will say, I tell you the truth, when you did it to the least of my brothers and sisters, you were doing it to me.
To me.
Then the king will turn to those on his left and say, away with you, you cursed ones, into the eternal fire prepared for you for the devil and his demons.
Amen.
Amen.
He said, what you do to the least of my brothers, you do to me.
That's right.
So if you know they're coming in wounded, why would you shoot them?
Right.
Jesus.
Right.
Why would you tell them things to make them stumble and lose their balance and not be able to find their way? Amen?
Amen.
The Bible said the goat is in the left hand and we are on the right hand, and that the sheep will be held up with the righteousness and right hand of God. Goats are the tare. We go to Matthew 13, 24 and 30. And he said, let us grow together. He gonna do the separate. Mm-hmm. You just watch. He know how to pull out the goats, the billy goats. Especially if they're vexing that man and that woman of God.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right.
He gonna get them running. Mm-hmm.
Here's another story Jesus told. The kingdom of heaven is like a farmer who planted good seed in his field. But that night, as the workers slept, his enemy came and planted weeds among the wheat and slipped away. When the crop began to grow and produce grain again, the weeds also grew. The farmer's workers went to him and said, sir, the field where you planted that good seed is full of weeds. Where did they come from? An enemy has done this, the farmer exclaimed. Should we pull out the weeds, they asked. No, he replied. You'll uproot the wheat if you do. Let both grow together until the harvest. Then I will tell the harvesters to sort out the weeds, tie them into bundles, and burn them and put them in the wheat barn.
Who's the gleaner? The pastor.
Jesus.
She the sweeper.
Yes.
He the sweeper.
Yes.
When he come through, he gonna come through and throw the tail in.
Yes.
And the wheat gonna stand so it can grow.
Hey, glory be to God. Thank
because you. Of the seed of righteousness that's been planted.
Amen.
I won't throw you away if you want to stay. But if you're acting like a billy goat, I'm going to give you a 10K.
That's right.
And guess what? I'm going to pitch it way away from the sheep.
That's Amen. Right.
You go chewing that over there, billy goat.
That's right.
Because over here, we green grass.
Amen.
Y'all ever heard of the billy goat gruff, the three billy goat gruff?
Yes.
And
yes.
The troll, when they tried to cross the bridge, trip, trap, trip, trap. Mm-hmm. Who's that crossing my bridge? Isn't he? Till he found one that bucked him. I'm the buckle.
Hey, glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus.
That might be one of the billy goats, one of the other billy goat, the other billy goat. But the big billy goat coming.
Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Amen.
You got to watch them. Mm-hmm. Not because you're trying to judge them. Y'all understand what I'm saying?
Yes, ma'am.
But you got to know what seeds being planted in the soil that we prepared. Right. And that God prepared. You're going to know the fruit when it starts to flourish. You're going to see the growth when it starts to flourish. You're going to know if the seed is rotten. Or the apple's got worms in it. Or it's a fresh apple that's juicy and sweet. You're going to know. Because God going to show you. In this season, you will need to listen for the hooves that trample from the wolves. You're going to need to see when the wolves start coming in the flock, how they sound. See, wolves, they sneaky too. That's why they say they wear sheep clothes. And you can't see them. So that's why you got to be spiritually discerning so you can see if it's a wolf, a sheep, or billy goat in the flock. That's a whole job. But I'm telling you, it could be done. Amen.
Amen.
Mm-hmm.
Lord, where's I'm at right here? That ain't the end of my messages.
Amen.
Amen.
And when we talk about the characteristics and the difference, when we sit out, you have to be discerning. You have to, when you sit out. He said, listen for the hooves of the wolves. You got to listen for them. When we define a wolf, what is a wolf?
A predator.
A predator. What is a wolf, children? Y'all should know. Y'all ain't never heard of the big bad wolf blow the little house down? The three little pigs run? The what?
Talking about the animal, a wolf.
A wolf. Little pigs, let me in.
Nobody has my chitty chitty chitty.
I huff and I puff and I blow your house in. Y'all ever heard that story? That's what they come to do. Mm-hmm. They come to blow your house in. Mm-hmm. And they come with a strong wind. You got to know what's wind blowing.
Yes.
You got to know which wind is blowing. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 7 and 15. Did we go there?
No. Beware of false prophets who come disguised as harmless sheep, but are really vicious wolves.
Amen. Yes. They say they be dressed like a sheep, but they're vicious.
Jesus.
They're wolves in sheep clothing. A wolf. A wolf is a wild, carnivorous mammal from the dog family.
Jesus.
Living and hunting in packs. It is native to North America, but has been wildly exterminated out there. Even they don't want them.
Jesus.
They sent them out there in Alaska so they could pull sleds. Because they can't be around other people. They can't be around a regular population.
Jesus.
They ain't right. They're going to bite your cherry. Can you imagine having a wolf or a pet? You come home, you ate the cherry in the refrigerator. The cat, the dog.
Jesus.
The bird. Sitting up there on the fish tank. Jesus. Licking his lips. And guess what? Know why he licking his lips? Because he about to bite you.
That's right.
He's still on.
Jesus.
When referred to human, the definition says it's a figuratively to refer to as a repetitious, furious, and vicious person or thing. When we're talking figuratively, what is how you say that word? Figuratively. I can't say the word, but I'm trying. Okay? When we're talking, he's a human that is ferocious, repetitious, and fierce. That means he's going to keep doing it. He ain't gonna stop. Repetition me over and over and over. Coming at you. He vicious. He's a vicious person or a thing. He greedy. He aggressive. And grasping. Always grasping. Licking his lips and chops for anything he can get his hands on. What does the word ferocious mean? When you talk about a ferocious person, ferocious. I'm giving you the characteristics of these animals. I told you about the billy goat. So I'm talking about the wolf. What is ferocious?
Ferocious is as a wolf, is ferocious because it will not stop until its objective is met to take down whatever is in its path.
Amen.
I was going to say dangerous and aggressive.
Dangerous and aggressive. Anybody else? That's so good. A wolf. His character. Ferocious means savagely. What is wrong with me today? Savagely fierce, cruel, or violent. That means you ever heard he's a savage beast? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A wolf is a savage beast.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. He don't care. He can see the gun. Mm-hmm. He's still going to try to bite you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Jesus.
Matthew 7 and 15. Lets us know that there are false prophets in the church and people that pretend to be Christian.
Mm-hmm.
We just read 7 and 14 mm-hmm. 15. Carrying the label of a Christian but denying the power.
Yes.
And the character of a true man or woman of God.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. I'm teaching you this so you can identify what the prophet's supposed to look like. Mm-hmm. What the prophet's supposed to act like. How the prophet's supposed to be. If I don't teach y'all, I'm not sent to you. Mm-hmm. I'm sent to teach you.
Mm-hmm.
And I want you to know. So when you go out there or you see it, you'll know it.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
That's a real man of God right there.
Amen. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Now, let somebody else come here. I'm going to show you if there is ain't my baby.
Amen.
Because I'm going to tell you. You got a little honey kind of honey in his background. He on the D in hell. He riding dirty. Mm. Amen.
Amen.
Because the Zyma gonna let us pick it up.
Amen.
I'm not gonna bring a wolf in here around y'all.
Amen.
That's gonna eat y'all.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
It's gonna be somebody that I'm well communicating with.
Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
I'ma watch and pray. God know who I am.
Amen. Yes, Jesus. Thank you.
God tells us that we will know them by the fruit.
That's right. Yes, Jesus.
That
yes,
they bear.
Jesus. That's right. Yes, Jesus.
Matthew 7, 16 through 20. We going to know them by the fruit they bear. It ain't going to be long before they start moving around the church.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. One little ham and eggs and little biscuits from Ashley. And he's going to ease over there and get a little turkey and dress him administratively. And a little sweet potato pie about need house.
He's coming for
more. Little. She got the wrong. A little gumbo for Sister Yvonne. Amen. You going to know it's a wolf. Pastor Sean asked for nothing.
No, he didn't.
Not even a bottle of water. Watch him.
That's right.
I think Sister Yvonne offered Pastor Sean water, Sprite, or Coke about 3 or 4 times yesterday. What'd he say? Just a little water.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Matthew 7, 16 through 20.
You can identify them by their fruit. That is, by the way they act.
Yes.
Can you pick grapes from thorn bushes or figs from thistles? A good tree produces good fruit, and a bad tree produces bad fruit.
Yes,
a good tree can't produce bad fruit, and a bad tree can't produce good fruit.
Mm-hmm.
So every tree that does not produce good fruit is chopped down and thrown into the fire.
Amen.
Yes, just as you identify a tree by its fruit, so you can identify people by their actions.
Amen. Amen. What they do is who they is.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
When we identify a wolf in sheep clothes, we can identify it with a dead tree.
Mm.
The fruit and the root are rotten.
Mm.
The apples that grow may look healthy on the outside, but there are worms on the inside.
Jesus.
Eating the fruit up.
Mm-hmm.
They call them false prophets.
That's right.
They are fake professors. Mm. They profess the faith fakely.
Right.
Mm. They're not true. See, you got to walk with somebody a long time to know if they're real or not.
That's right. Right.
I walked with this man for about 20-something years or more. Mm-hmm. And my husband, too.
Amen.
We was all friends. We ate out the same pot.
Amen.
Worshiped the same God.
Amen.
Prayed together. Laid hands together. Mm-hmm. Worked the tavern room together.
Amen.
Labored with God together.
Yes. Amen.
Whatever is growing on the inside of your tree is what produced on the outside of your tree.
Mm-hmm. That's so good.
If it even get a chance to grow. Because it's so rotten. A dry tree can't produce green leaves.
That's right.
Huh?
That's good, yeah.
And it sure ain't going to bring no apples. 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, and 5. Whatever you believe it or not, we are closer than what we think to the end times.
Yep.
But Amen. The Bible says, as the day approach, there will be a great falling away.
Yes.
And he talking about the church. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Where the world gonna fall into?
Jesus.
They're already there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
They're worshiping the hell. Mm-hmm. They're worshiping the world.
Jesus.
We the ones sitting high with God.
Right.
And lifted up. Not above God and not above everybody else, but we sit at the right hand of the Father.
Amen.
Go to 2 Thessalonians 2, 3, and 5.
Don't be fooled by what they say, for that day will not come until there is a great rebellion against God and the man of lawlessness is revealed, the one who brings destruction.
Amen.
He will exalt himself and defy everything that people call God and every object of worship. He will even sit in the temple of God, claiming that he himself is God. Don't you remember what I told you about this when I was with you?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus.
He told you.
Jesus.
When God addresses this, he does not mean the people in the world. They are already detached.
Right.
And living for the world. He is talking about the church. Falling short of his glory. You see it now on TikTok, Facebook.
That's right.
They got people I never seen so many blasphemers.
Right.
I never seen so many critical mockers of the Holy Spirit.
Jesus.
In the church and out the church. They got people dragging for pastors like they just normal people. That's because they saw something that they shouldn't have. They seen them operating in another set of clothes. Like that wolf skin.
Jesus.
Because if you see a sheep, you're going to identify it as a sheep.
That's right.
If you see a sheep. If it look like a duck and it act like a duck, it's a duck. If it's bad like a sheep, it's wearing sheep clothes, and is eating sheep food, it's a sheep.
Right.
But if it's a wolf,
right?
See, a wolf can't hide too long.
Because
he's watching that sheep, and he just greedy. So he got to come out the bushes from somewhere so he could just taste them. That's what he do. He see a nice fresh hen of y'all walking around, dropping eggs. He just got to get in there and bite on her. She just got to get in there and just pluck the rooster.
Jesus.
In the last days, how will you know? The shepherds are the sheep and the wolves and the goats. How you going to know? If you don't have that Holy Ghost discernment. When you set out to know the difference, you will see things called character. This little thing called character. See, a God man or a God woman, they come in and they go out. Mm-hmm. And if they mangle, they're going to have class.
Amen.
They're going to have godly class. Mm-hmm. They ain't going to be sitting around with their lips greasy, licking their chops, just watching. What color her wool is? Mm-hmm. It is cream, black, because they got some bad black sheep too. I want to see a wool. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Three bags full. Mm. One for the master, one for the dame, one for the prophet standing over here on the lane. Mm. You got to watch them.
Yes, you do. Yes, you do.
You got to watch their character because they're actors playing a part. But oh, if I put my eyes on them. You see, the pastor y'all sitting under, she don't see everything she see. She pray about what she see.
Amen.
Because the Bible said watch and pray.
Yes.
It ain't because I don't see it. I just don't say nothing. Because I don't want to run the sheep off. I realize they are sheep. They're just wandering. You understand?
Yes, ma'am.
And they might go to the edge of the gate. And I got to say, come on, babe. But see, the ones that's real sheep, they're going to stay right there.
Amen.
And they're going to eat right in front of the shepherd. She ain't got to keep calling them. Come here. Come here. They got a wolf over there.
Right.
Their obedience going to be better than their sacrifice.
Amen. Right. Amen.
Because they know if they get any closer to that fence, that wolf could check them straight through it.
That's right.
Bye-bye, bad sheep. I saw your wool, but I don't know what I'm doing.
Jesus.
It's for his glory. The person that has the moral character bear the fruit. The disguise is that the sheep likes the clothing that he could be covered with so you can't see him. So you got to be discerning. Go to Hebrews 5 and 14. My question is to you, what you doing when nobody looking?
Right. Amen.
Right.
Are you a sheep?
Right.
Because pastor not there. But see, y'all got to remember, God is the shepherd. He's the great shepherd. He even watched the pastor. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen.
Go to Hebrews 5 and 14.
Solid food is for those who are mature, who through training have the skill to recognize the difference between right and wrong.
Amen.
Y'all got meat.
Right.
Amen.
Y'all hear me saying y'all the grown folks?
Yes.
I ain't saying that just because y'all body's big and y'all tall and y'all of age. I'm talking about spiritual grown folks.
Amen.
Y'all job now is y'all been charged. Mm-hmm. And y'all job now is to watch the little babies, the little lambs that come in and help me see where the wolves at.
Amen. Right.
Amen.
This is what this whole message is about. Mm-hmm. Help me see where the billy goats at. Mm-hmm. So I can take me a canned good and bust them in the head.
Yes.
Now eat this. Nah, nah. Nah on that. Because I'm not going to let you destroy the sheep.
That's right.
I love the sheep.
Amen.
I'm telling you. And I tell everybody that. I love the people of God that God gave me. Yes. It's an honor. It's a blessing. Because I know I don't deserve it. But God is a good God.
Amen.
The shepherd has the heart of God.
Amen.
For the people. They care for the flock. They watch for the flock. They are not hirelings. Amen.
That's right.
Administrator said, amen, that's right. Because she know what a hireling is. Mm-hmm. A hireling is somebody you just hire. Mm-hmm. To come and watch the people. Mm-hmm. And they doing anything. They just want to check.
And they run
when the charge comes. Mm-hmm. When it's time to get on the firing line, they're going to push you.
Yep. My God.
They ain't gonna stand up before the wolf and say, you gotta bite me first.
Right.
Jesus.
Before you get to the sheep.
Right.
I'm gonna tear you up. You ever heard of rent-a-cop? They rent-a-cops.
That's right.
But we the real police.
Hey, glory be to God.
Because we watching for the sheep.
Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
They are a person that God entrusts. That's a big word. He entrusts over his sheep. The Bible says the shepherd laid down his life for the sheep.
Yes, yes.
We lay down our life.
Yes, Jesus.
You know what that mean? Now I'm going to lay on the ground and just let y'all, you know, people just stop on me. They ain't want to talk about physically lay down. That mean we put aside what we want to do with our life.
Right.
We might meet a 666 and can. Like, dang, bro. I got to go watch these people.
Jesus.
Whoever the 666 is going to have to understand.
Yes.
What my job is.
That's right. Mm-hmm. That's right. Mm-hmm.
You have to understand that.
Yes.
And say, I'm going to come and help you.
Right.
I'm going to assist you in the work.
Yes, right. Jesus. Right. Yes, Jesus.
I know who God called you to be. And yes. I don't want him to that.
Amen.
Amen.
I want to go higher with you.
Yes,
to go to the next level.
Yes, Jesus.
I don't want to take you down from the level you at.
Right.
That's right.
Amen.
That's right.
Amen.
And guess what? I ain't going to put him up before y'all.
Nah, I know that's right.
You going to sit down.
Amen.
Till God say something.
Right. Yes, Jesus.
It ain't my will, Lord. It's your will be done.
Yes.
And that take a humble man.
Yes. Yes.
Yes to sit down and listen to what God said through their wife. Mm-hmm. Or what God said through their companion. Why they wait on God to use them?
Yes, no. Jesus. Yes, Jesus.
That's the only way. Too much. And until that time come, or if it ever come, amen.
Amen.
I'ma just talk to Pastor Sean. I knew this man, and I'ma talk to him when we have things that I don't. I'ma say, tell me what you think about this. We bounce each stuff off each other. He bounced his ministry off me. I bounce mine off him.
Amen.
We was in there talking down yesterday. Saying and talking about all kinds of stuff. And bust out laughing. He was like, oh, Lord, I need to pray for the baby. You know, you do. They don't understand. And I say, I know, y'all. They don't understand. They can wake up in the morning. I'm so glad to be your pastor. The devil is alive. I'm so glad you called me with all your problems. I was just wishing you called me with a problem. So I could solve it just to let you know how good God really is. No, I looked at that phone and said, I didn't know. We don't have a choice.
Right. That's right.
We've been charged with the lives of people.
Yes.
You know, this job is bigger than any job you can get paid for.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Yes. Yes.
If God of the universe charged you to do something, that's serious.
It is.
I don't care how many jobs you get on this wicked earth and what they pay. If God charged you with a job, that's a big job.
That's right. That's right.
Yes.
Because you don't know how many people watching you. They want you to fail.
They do. Mm-hmm.
They're looking for you to fall out and pop your head open.
Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Yesterday, you know I get letters, right? Mm-hmm. And I just throw them on the dresser. I saw this another bill. Whoop, that is. Lord, I just be praying over them like this. Saying, Lord, don't let me forget this bill. Because as I stretch my hands, bill. I want you, I command and decree and declare you shall be paid.
Amen.
And I be like this on the bill.
Yes.
So when I get my house, I always want my letter from my house, no people. Because I like to see what they're taking out of my escrow.
Yes.
So I'll know if I'm paying stuff double. At the first of the year, they always pay the taxes. At the end of the year, they do the flood insurance. They take all that out of my escrow. I be so upset because my escrow getting smaller and smaller because they just taking stuff. So I just throw the bill up there. I ain't even look at it. So I opens the envelope. And let me see. They done knocked like about $50 down off my note.
Amen.
And God told me, like you said, a miracle was coming earlier in the week. I ain't never opened the envelope.
Amen.
And I was like, Lord, thank you.
Yes. Amen. Amen.
Because he gave me a system.
Yes.
On how to pay the bills.
Yes, Jesus.
To make sure that God's house is covered.
Yes.
And I was like, wow, you knocked this off by $50. I almost jumped out of my shoes. Remember, I told y'all I got a surprise amount in my checking account.
Yes, ma'am.
That was from them. I seen it on the thing. I had overpaid something.
Yep. Yep.
And it came back to me. Yep. I was so happy.
Yep. Amen.
And I kept saying, I said, Lord, let my house no go down.
Yes,
anybody that Jesus.
Yes, Jesus.
And when I opened it, I see it's like I already knew.
Yes, Jesus.
I said, he did.
Yes,
amen.
Jesus. Yes,
I said, thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Because you know I got the heart of the people.
Yes, Jesus.
I love them.
Yes, Jesus.
This our house.
Yes, Jesus.
Sit on the bed. Why about you see a queen size in a mattress? Pastor, bring the house out. Move that to church. Smell the pancakes and bacon when you... To God be the glory.
Amen.
He's going to do something. He's going to do it. Do it, Lord.
Yes, Jesus.
Amen.
Amen.
I love y'all so much, and I hope something made sense. Yes. Today, I just wanted to give y'all a feel of what a billy goat look like, what a wolf look like, and what a sheep look like. So when these people come in, we can identify them together as a body of Christ.
Yes, Jesus.
Not by myself. I'm not doing this by myself. Uh-uh. Y'all not bailing on me after y'all. Jump me out in the middle of the water. And with no life preservable. Throw me a lifeline, Lord. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Bless God for you. And I hope everything goes well.